over at the Old Manse on Sunday afternoon, I think September 26th, with Dan and Faye Senyi. And aren't you out at one of Stewart's things before that? Oh, okay. You're just a busy guy. You know, never mind school. Just do this. Okay, thank you. One more hand for John McClain. So we're going to have one more open mic performer before feature time. And you heard Paul Beck earlier. He's part of the duo Ergo Canto. And he's a wonderful songwriter, but he also knows some great covers. And I think he's probably still deciding what you're going to hear. Welcome, Paul Beck.
Yeah, well, I'm still figuring it out. I'll mention that Ergo Canto, the group I'm in, we will be at the Bedford Farmers Market from 2 to 4, that's Bedford, Mass., next Monday, the 30th, and also we'll be at the Old Manse along with Camille Breeze on September 5th, Sunday. Okay, I can either do a goofy song, a serious song, or an original. Those are the three I was thinking about. Any preferences? Coop wants goofy. I don't have a goofy serious original in mind. So we got one goofy. What else we got?
Original.
I'm going to do the original. I'm going to do the goofy. I'm not going to do Freebird. This song was written by Cyril Tawney. And I don't think it's done much. And it needs the third verse needs a little explanation because people's dirty minds tend to get away from them and take the wrong direction if I don't explain it first. The third verse occurs in a church in England where the organ is one of these organs that requires air to operate. It's not electric. And so there's the organist playing the keys, but in the back there's somebody pumping the bellows. And that's what it's referring to in the third verse. Don't tell me Jim Johnson weren't withy last night. I could hear him as plain as can be. I was crossing the mound when I heard a strange sound down by the sycamore tree. Thought perhaps a cow has got stuck in the mud, pulled out his foot with a moo. I'm satisfied now that that sound weren't no cow, it was Jim kissing you. You may 5 foot flirt with the face of an angel, you'd better had Levi alone. Now the way that you're acting, it nearly unnerves I. The thing that preserves I is my joviality. Though I've got trouble as thick as the stubble, it's you that's the worst of them all. So get out of me track. If you want to come back, you can crawl, crawl, crawl. That chorus will come back if you want to play it. Sing it. Now remember what happened last Saturday night. The air was so peaceful and still. Like a bolt from the blue comes this hullabaloo, a growling and a cackling so shrill. It came to me head as I leapt from me bed. There's a fox at the chickens, it's true. Crept out in me socks, bumped into the fox. It was Jim kissing you. You may 5 foot flirt with the face of an angel, you'd better had Levi alone. Now the way that you're acting, it nearly unnerves I. The thing that preserves I is my joviality. Though I've got trouble as thick as the stubble. It's you that's the worst of them all. So get out of me trap, and if you want to come back, you can crawl, crawl, crawl. Your excuse for last Sunday at church, fair turned the poor vicar gray. The organist was rendering Lead Kindly Light, and Jim Johnson kept pumping away. But all of a sudden, the organ stopped short. The vicar was all in a stew. When he went round behind, tell me, what did he find? He found Jim kissing you. You may 5 foot flirt with the face of an angel, you'd better had Levi alone. Now the way that you're acting, it nearly unnerves I. The thing that preserves I is my joviality. Though I've got trouble as thick as the stubble, it's you that's the worst of them all. So get out of me track, if you want come back, you can crawl, crawl, crawl. Get out of me trap, if you want to come back, you can crawl.
Thank you.
One more hand for Paul Beck.